Okay, today is Daf Pei Vav. We're basically on the beginning of Pei Vav, and we'll learn Refu Shalema, Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril, and Avram Ben Rivka.
And then one more,
Moshe Shmuel Ben Baki Bela. Everyone should have Refu Shalemas. So we just ended off with a question. The question was, if a woman is makdish her yadayim, we said that works. The Gemara said, how does that work? Because her yadayim are here in this world, they belong to her, even though they're a little bit mashubah to the husband, so we said it works. So the Gemara asked, but they are mashubah to the husband. How could she donate her own yadayim? How could she make a neder regarding her own yadayim? So the Gemara answered, when she gets divorced. Right? When she gets divorced. Right. In case she gets divorced. So the Gemara said, but now she's not divorced. Ain't bala olam. So the Gemara answers as follows. It's a hard Gemara here. Amr of Ila, Uma Ilu Omer Lechaveru. If a man would say to his friend, I own a field, and I'm going to sell it to you. Sade zu shani mochalach. This field that I'm going to sell to you, when I buy it back, taktish, it'll become kodesh. I'm going to donate it to the Beit HaMikdash. Milo kacha, wouldn't that work? The answer is yes, it would work. Why not? What? What do you mean, Lobo Olam? It's right here.
It's right here.
I'm selling it. What do you mean? I'm selling it to you.
Not tonight.
If/when I buy it back, I will donate it. He does own it. Before he sells it, he makes the following statement. I'm selling it to you. When and if I buy it back, I will donate it.
No, not I will donate it.
I will makdish it. So why can't that work? Why not? Why not? It's the exact same thing over here. Yeah. I'm making a neder now. When and if I ever get divorced, my hands will become kodesh. What's wrong with that? So, maskev lo rav Yirmiya, me dummy. They're not the same thing at all. Nothing to do with that. All right, we'll get to that question. Correct. It might never happen. We'll get to that in a minute. The fact that her hands can't be separated from the body is irrelevant. The question is, who owns them? Who owns them? So the answer is, she doesn't. But if she gets divorced, she will. Masuk of Lord Yirmiya, me dummy. But they're still not comparable. Why? This field that I'm selling you has to be yadihi. Right now I own it. So I'm selling it to you, and I'm telling you, when and if I buy it back, I'll be makdish it. Isha biyada lehektish ma'asiyadel. A woman doesn't own her hands. So how can she make that statement? When I get divorced, they'll become kodesh. But right now, she doesn't own it. What? Right, the husband does. Hello, dummy. You know what it's like? Ella la'om lechaveru. The guy says to his friend, "Sadazusha mecharti lecha." The field that I sold you last year. Likishe ekchena. When I bought mimcha, when I buy it back from you, taktish. Then it'll become kodesh. Mi kodesh? Does that work? Of course not. Why doesn't it work? Because I already sold it a year ago. Now I'm the big talker?
It's not in his power.
Exactly, it's not in his power. Why? He doesn't own it anymore. If I own it, then I'm selling it to you and I make all these conditions, that I can do. I can't do it after I sold it. So a woman, she gets up and makes this condition. She's being mocked to her hands. What right does she have to do that? She doesn't own it now. Belongs to the husband. Maskevlar of Papa. The Papa says, 1 second. Me, dummy. Still not comparable. Why? Gabe Zvina Sika Milsaihu. When there's a sale, it becomes final. Gabi Isha Mi Psika Milsaihu. By a woman, it's not true. Right? A woman always owns herself. She always owns herself. Like you said, they're connected to her body. Yeah, the husband has rights. What does that mean? Doesn't she own her own body? Isn't she the bowels of her own body? Hello, dummy. You know what it's like? I'll tell you what it's like. A guy says to his friend, Sadazu shemishkanti lecha, this field that I gave to you as a mashkin, I owe you money. I don't have the money. So you took a mashkin. What do you take? You took my field. And by the way, the halacha is that when you give somebody a field as a mashkin, the guy is allowed to eat from the field. He doesn't have to let it sit there and rot away. He's allowed to partake. It's a right of having a mashkin. The guy he gave it to. He owes the guy money. The guy owes the money. He owes the guy $1 million. So it's the lender. The lender is allowed to eat from the field. Right? The Gemara and Bava Metzia, why that's not ribbis. Okay. So the lender is allowed to eat from the field. Who owns his field? The borrower owns it, no?
Yeah.
The borrower owns it. Aye, so how can the lender allowed to use it? How'd that happen? How's he eating from it? How's he eating from it? Because it's like a...
When I pay it back,
I'll get it back. So the lender has like a little bit of a shaychus in the field. Right? A little bit of a shaychus. That's what that's like with a woman. And her hands. And the husband and the hands. Right? Holo dummy, a guy says to his friend, Sadazu shemishkanti lecha, this field that you have as a mashkin, likishe evdena mimcha, When I get it back, when I pay off the loan, taktish, I'm going to be maktish it. Milo kacha, wouldn't that work? The answer is for sure it would work. Why not? For sure.
Because he has control.
Why? Right.
He has the
chance
to school.
Exactly. Right. Therefore, since a woman, no doubt, no question, has ownership over her hands, ownership might be the wrong word. The right word might be she has bilis over her hands. She's her hand.
Dominion.
What?
Dominion.
Right.
Her body at least still belongs
to her. Her body still belongs to her. So why can't she be makdish it when I get divorced? So we're back to... So that's a good answer. So Rav Papa, we had a statement. How could she do it? She's not divorced yet. And what do we say? It's just like a field. Said Rav Yirmiyah, no it's not. Said Rav Papa, yes it is. Right? That's what we're up to now. Right? Now, maskaflor of Shisha Bredavidi, me dummy, it's still not comparable. Sade, a field, biyado, livdoso. A guy has the ability to buy it back. Isha, biyada, lizgarsha. Does a woman have the right to...
Not the right, power.
The power, the ability. To get divorced? Does she have the ability to get divorced? She has no such ability.
Wow.
Right? She has no such ability.
Peripherally.
What?
Peripherally, she does.
How?
Makes
her miserable. We don't know anything about that. Us here in this room don't know anything about such a thing. So, Isha Biyada Lizgarish. Now, let's look at the Ran for a second. The Ran raises a very interesting point. It's the Ran of Isha Biyada Lizgarish. It's about 6 lines into the Ran, the wide lines. Right? Isha biyadal is garish, bitmiya, that's a question. Isha, a woman has the right to get divorced? She has no right, she's stuck. V'kivan she'ein biyada she'yachol lidnadara, l'kisha tirza, since she has no ability to decide when this nedah should kick in, because she has no ability to get divorced, ki amra nami l'chi megarsha lo chayil. So when she says, but when I get divorced, it won't be chal. Right? Umakshu hacha, and people ask, isha nami biyadahi. A woman does have the ability. She yachal nidra kal shah vishasha tirza. She can get this nedra to work anytime she wants. What's the issue? She wants to be makdish her hands. How could she do that? They belong to the husband. Right? So we said when she gets divorced. But she has no ability to do that. So now the Ran says, I'll tell you what she can do. Da karmelan ki Rav Huna, we hold like Rav Huma, da amar, a woman could say, yachola isha shata amar, a woman could say, labayla to her husband, eini nizonis de eini ose. Don't support me. Don't support me. I don't have to work for you. I don't have to do anything for you. She's a high pat. What?
She can say that.
Therefore, why can't she make this her hands? Does it belong to the husband? No, they don't. She's a billionaire. So she's independently wealthy. She doesn't have him at all. Don't feed me. And then my Maisi and Dayan don't belong to you. I can do with my hands what I want. I can mount this into the base of Mintosh. I have a trust fund. I don't need you at all. I'm richer than you. No, they don't belong to him. What belongs to him? No, because they belong to him in the sense that she has to do for him. She doesn't have to do anything now.
She gets a maid.
So the Ron's going to answer, there's still things she has to do. Even with her trust fund, there's still things she has to do. So this doesn't work. It'll work on you know, extras. She says, you'll see. Yesh lomar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri d'Amar Yafar, lav mishum ma she'isha chayevet lasos l'bayla b'kol shavua. Not because of things she has to do, tachas mizonos ka'amar, in lieu of getting food. And if she doesn't need the food, she doesn't have to do it. Nothing to do with that. Dahainu mishkal chamesh tzlai b'Yehuda, shehem asar tzlai b'Galil. The Gemara there in Ksuvah gave value to it. It's how much would it cost to hire somebody to do all these things. 5 or 10 tzlai, whatever it is. Dimi shemhani b'lechud, if that's it, l'kalameim ha'shema yigarshena, v'tehe asura lachzar, that wouldn't be a reason why she can't divorce her and remarry her. Shari efshel l'baal lizar menevakach. Okay, so I won't have my wife do X, Y, and Z for me. I can. Remember we said yesterday? You can't have a marriage where nothing's getting done. Well, you're the husband and wife, but what about extra things? Like you know, like folding socks. Okay, so you could be married and she doesn't fold socks for you. That's such a thing if it could be. Can you be a marriage and she doesn't cook for you and she doesn't clean for you and doesn't take care of you? It's impossible. But not to have some strange thing that you can do. So Ella Hakabo Saras Kal Hana Shala al Baila Skina. Here we're talking about all Hana. Afilu Osan Sheva Hamalachos, Sheva Chemas Lazos, even the 7 Malachos, Dainu Tochenez, Vaofe, Umachabeses, Vakulo Inoch. That's why he can't remarry her. She can't do anything. She can't absent herself from that. In other words, no matter how the halacha of any nizonas, the any osa, don't support me and I won't do for you, is not everything in the world. There are still basic household things she has to do. She can't undo them. There's no way around them. She can't say, don't worry about it, I'm rich. That doesn't work. She can't say that. Right? She can't say, don't worry about it, I'm rich. She can't divorce herself. So how could she make the how could she make the nether? That's the Ron's question. That's the Ron's answer. So we said that since she has the ability to get divorced, right? No, we had a question. Right? Maskiflor of Ishishi Bereder of Edi, Mi Dami, Haz Sada Bal of Toso, Isha Biyado Liz Garish? A field, you can buy that. A woman, how can she get divorced? Halo Dami El Omalachavir, a guy says to a friend like this, Sada Zusha Meshachanti Lachal Eser Shanim, this field that I sold for you, that I somehow. What? A mortgage, exactly. I owed you money. I owed you money. I didn't have a way to pay back. So I said like this, take my field for 10 years. Not only can you eat it, maybe you can do more things than a regular mashkin, and after 10 years I'll pay off my loan. And you said, no problem. So I say like this, when I get it back in 10 years, taktish. That'll work. Milo kacha, wouldn't that work? Wouldn't that work? So woman's the same thing. When I get divorced, I'll be matish. Why won't that work? So the answer is very obvious. What's the answer? Why won't that work?
Why won't that work?
Why can't a woman just like if I mortgage my land? I can say, when I get it back in 10 years, I'll donate it. So a woman could say, when I get divorced, I'll donate it. Exactly. Maske Floravasi, me dummy. What kind of comparison is that? Hasam kayet, by the land, is a fixed amount of time.
Definitely.
Isha, definite. Isha, mi is like kitsutza. Right? By a woman, is there a set time? I mean, you can make your husband so miserable, but he still doesn't have to divorce you. Doesn't have to. Right? It says right at the bottom, Hilkach, therefore, dinhu, the halacha is, the lo lahave hektish. It's not hektish. Why not? Ki megarsha, when they get divorced. Given shekdisha ba'oda tachtav. Since she made the neder when they were still married. In other words, what Ron's saying is, you can't do such a thing. So where are we? We're back to square one. How is it possible for a woman to make a neder, when I get divorced, it'll kick in? It's davar shelo bal olam, and you have no ability to get divorced. So back to square one. Ella, Amar Ashi, you know what the case is? Shiny kanamos. Kanamos are different. Why are they different? You're right. She doesn't own her hands, and she can't not do work for her husband. She has no ability to... Nidarim are different. Why are they different? Because Kedushas Haguf Dami. It's just like Kedushas Haguf. What does Kedushas Haguf mean? It means you donate an animal to the Beis HaMikdash to be a carbon. You can donate an animal to be... You can donate a zebra to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with that zebra? They're going to sell it. But what about if you donate an ox, or a goat, or a sheep? It becomes a carbon. Is there any way to redeem that animal?
Irredeemable.
Look at the Ran on top. Sha'rei hein ki kedushas ha-mizbeach. That is called kedushas mizbeach. D'chihechi d'kedushi mizbeach ein lehem pidyon. Just like when you donate an animal to the mizbeach, it can never be redeemed. What? It's still not redeemed. Kach, so too, ein pidyon lekone. There's no redemption for a neder. Shehu mutchi hei mutter l'misha neser alav. That it should be mutter to the one who's usher to. What does that mean? V'kivon dekarta kedushas haguf. Once you donate an animal to the Beis HaMikdash as a karbon, hu maskia midei shibud sheyehe mishubedes labal v'chayil. Any shibud this animal had goes away, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute. But we'll finish the run. What the Gemara is going to say in a minute is, let's say I owed you money, and I said, you know what? You should just know that animal right there, that animal's rich enough. There's enough money in that animal to pay off what I owe you. So if I don't give you the money, you can always seize the animal. It's no problem. It's always there. And I'm not going to die. It's a young, fresh, strong animal. What do I do? Collateral. What do I do? I'm makdish that animal to the mizbeach. You come running to me. How could you do such a horrible thing? That was my money to be paid. That was my... The answer is, I'm allowed to do that. Now, I owe you the money. So well, you'll get it from someplace else. So I'm allowed to do that. Why am I allowed to do that? Because a neder removes the debt I had to you. It removes the collateral. I made a neder. I told you that animal will pay my debt. I told you that. And what did I do? I donated to the Beis HaMikdash. So you come running to me. How could you do that? How's that chal? You told me that I'm going to pay my debt. How's that chal? The answer is, a neder beats that. I still owe you the money. But you were banking on that. And I underhandedly did that. You hear? So the neder beats what I told you. Okay? That's the halacha. Of course not.
No.
But if I'm a deadbeat, you're going to be stuck. It's going to be difficult.
Right.
You had it easy, now you have it hard.
Right.
That's the only difference.
Right.
Right? But it doesn't remove the debt, but it's called an apotiki.
Right.
I said that thing right there is going to satisfy my debt, and then I went ahead and donated it. Now, if I donate it as a bedek abayis, just redeem it.
Right.
But a carbon can't be redeemed. So what I did was, I made an end run around the debt I owe to you. That works? Not the debt, the collateral. I made an end run around the collateral. You were waiting. I made an end run around it. Does that work? Yes, it does work. The Ran continues. V'kiv umishum hachi pasak Shmuel. 1 minute. V'kivon dekorim kedushas aguf hu, since kedushas aguf mafkia midei shibud sheimu shebedes labal v'chayil. I remove the collateral that I had with you by donating it. U'mishum hachri pasach Shmuel k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Shmuel held like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say yesterday? What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? Ma be made for the neder, because maybe you'll get divorced from her, and then what's going to happen? You won't be able to remarry her. Why not? Because she made a neder which you can't undo. And what did the neder say? I'm not going to do anything for you. It's not going to have a marriage like that. Be made for it now. That all might happen. The whole thing is a little speculative, right? Shmuel said I hold like that. Why? Even though so it doesn't exist yet, the whole thing is a speculation, right? Mishum diyada isha isnu va'olam. Well, the hands are here. Umoti mikacha lahu b'mekonam shumafkia mide shibud. She can make a neder and make an end run around the shibud she has to her husband. What's the shibud? The handiwork belonged to the husband. You know what? She can make an end run around that by being makdish them. Right? You hear? Now, ulakai me parach. So in a minute, we're going to ask, im kain, my ir yeshema yir garshena. So what does divorce have anything to do with it? Nothing to do with it. So Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. So where are we up to? We're up to ukidirava. We're up to the second line of the Gemara, like Rava, the Amar Rava. Rava said, Hektish Chameitz Vishikhur, Mafkiin Midei Shibud. I owe you money. And I made it a collateral on an animal. And I Maktish the animal. I just removed the collateral. I owe money to a guy. And I told the guy he could have all that Chameitz right there. And what happened when Pesach came? It's worthless. I just made an end run around that collateral. And the same thing with an Eved, right? What? No, it won't. It's Asr Bana. After Pesach, it's always Asr Bana. So what? It's worthless to you. So the Ran says it's a machlok, it's where the chametz is. If it's by you, then yeah, it's worthless. If the guy already has it, then not. So when the guy comes and says, where's the chametz in my possession, it's worthless. Pesach came, it's worthless. If it was in the guy's possession, it's still good. So, and the third case is, I told you, I owe you money, there's my Eved right there, you take my Eved Kenani, and then I go ahead and free him. So now, I made an end run around the collateral. That all works. Right? Says the, we'll do the first run. The first run says like this, Dama Rav Hektish. Kigon. Asa Shar Apotiki Labachov. I made the Shar. And Apotiki. Apotiki means it's designated for you to pay off your debt. Collateral. Vigdisho Acharach Lemizbeach. And then I donated to the Mizbeach. Nafkia also Hektish Shibud Hamalve Vigove Chovo Mokomacher. That Apotiki collateral was removed. And now I owe you from someplace else. You're going to have to collect from somewhere else. Who kosher the carbon of lohavi gezel? It's kosher for a carbon. It's not gezel. I didn't steal from you. What?
It's mine still.
It's mine. So I didn't steal from you. Kibud lohavi el lugvay ba'alma. All it was collateral. So I didn't steal from you. I didn't do anything wrong. V'daku kedushas haguf. Only if it's kedushas haguf. Avol kedushas damim leberak habayis lo mafki yeshivat. That wouldn't work. But I can't do it. I owe you money. And I told you, you know what? This chair that I own. It's a very expensive chair. So it's a antique chair. It's a priceless chair. Louis the 14th sat on that chair once. It's a very expensive chair. And that's going to be your apotheke. And then I donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the same thing. I can get it back. Why? Because only Kedushas carbon you can't get back. Anything else you can get back. They get it down to Erechin, Beperek, Shama, Yisomim. Fine. So the Ran just continues to say everything I said. Mosif, oh, dinar, upotas anachasim alalu, you add extra dinar and you redeem it. Shem Hiktish Halova and Nechasov Shemosif Al Malve Dinar Alvo Podes and Nechasim. Then they Marzayin. Yeah, you have to give a little extra money. So it's Marzayin. So Yomu Hiktish Yotzeh Below Pidyon VeGov VeChovo. Hekdesh can be redeemed without paying for it. Hekdesh always wins. Okay, it's all side points. Okay, very good. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question. E hachi lamali shema yagarshana. Then why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri say, well, maybe he'll get divorced? It has nothing to do with that. Right? The Gemara says, you're right. Tani va'o shema yagarshana. Right? In addition, maybe he'll get divorced. It's another reason. Okay. If you hear about it, you have 24 hours to be made for it. If you're not made for it, it's going to work. Why is it going to work? Because it's just like a carbon. It's an end run around the collateral. That'll work. You better be made for it. And by the way, another thing. If you get divorced, you can never remarry her. It's another thing. Okay? Good? Next. Nadva ishto. If your wife made an eder, v'savor shenadra bito, and you thought it was your daughter, you didn't really, you mixed up, you got them mixed up. Or, nadra bito, you thought it was your daughter, your daughter made an eder, v'savor shenadra ishto, and you thought it was your wife. What? Yeah, you know what it is. They ran into the room and they said, she just made an eder. And you assumed it was your daughter. Or you assumed it was your wife, and it was the other one. Right? I think they actually, some bring a raya from here, that when you're made for it, the person who made the neder doesn't have to be in the room. Because how could you not know? She's standing here. It must be. Someone ran and said, but you know what? She just made an neder. I can't believe she did that, my wife. What about your wife, your daughter? Right? That's how it happened. Right? That's how it happened. So she doesn't have to be in the room. Nadra bin Nazir. She made a neder, she's going to become a nazir, v'savar shenadra b'karbon, and you thought she just donated a karbon, or nadra b'karbon, v'savar shenadra b'nazir, or the other way around, nadra b'deinim, v'savar shenadra b'nanavim, she made a neder from dates, and you from figs, I'm sorry, and you thought it was from grapes, nadra b'nanavim, or she made a neder from grapes, v'savar shenadra b'nanavim, and you thought it was te'enim, you have to be made for it a second time. In other words, your first mahafara doesn't count. It doesn't count. It doesn't count. Why? Because you were totally mistaken. Right? So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow that it's machlokas actually. The 24 hours begin when you know all the facts.
Oh, okay.
That's what the Gemara is going to say. It's a machlokas tomorrow. It's a machlokas. But that's basically the story. Right?
And you know the facts.
What?
You thought you knew it was your daughter, but really. Right.
So now we're going to stop here, actually, because we'll finish it off. Now the Gemara is lememra diyaniya osa. The one that says yaniya osa, right? When it says in the pasuk yaniya osa, that means it's ina nefesh. That v'niya osa tafku. You have to know which person it is. You have to know who it is. And the Gemara is going to bring a kasha from Tir in Kriya. When you hear that someone died, a relative, but you weren't sure who it was. For example, this could happen. Let's say somebody's father is very sick. He's very sick. He's in the hospital. He's very sick. And somebody comes in and says, you know what? It's terrible news. He died. And you think it's your father. And it turns out it was not. It was your brother. Right? Or your son or something else. Someone else. Some other horrible thing. So the halacha is, the kriya you did for you, you thought it was your father, is good enough kriya. Right? So why is that good enough when you don't know who it is? And over here, it's not good enough when you don't know who it is?
It's tzar.
So we're going to get to a whole discussion about that tomorrow. What's the difference between kriya and over here in the neder? Here we said it's not good. If you're mistaken on who it is, it doesn't work. How come my kriya does work? So we're gonna see that tomorrow.
Because
it's such a different thing. Like, it has nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
It's a left field. They have kasha by kriya, right? By making tearing kriya.
That's a fact. That's something that actually.
It's also a fact.
Heard.
Right? Someone says, "You know what? She just made an edit. I just heard that she made. I can't believe my daughter did that. I'm made for it right now." No, it wasn't your daughter, it was your wife. Oh, that's a different story. Right? What's the difference? So it happens to be you take two halachas from total left field and you bring them together. And you make a riot, pass it one to the other. They have nothing to do with each other. But the Gemara does it all the time. The difference is between this and the typical case. This is a little more far-fetched. It's a little more, not far-fetched, it's a little more unrelated.
Yeah.
Right? So it's so unrelated, like what? But the Gemara is going to be busy with this the whole tomorrow. Certainly till the Mishnah tomorrow. All right? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.